Well, it's always a privilege to be asked to serve in this way. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Today, our text is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes that we may receive your light this day. Amen. I was walking around my neighborhood the other day, and there was a little boy standing on the top of a small hill in his yard. He was waving around his lightsaber. A couple of blocks later, there were a couple more kids playing with their lightsabers. These weapons are used by the Jedi in the epic series of Star Wars. Whether it's the children playing cops and robbers or acting out the fight between good and evil in the galaxy far, far away, we know about the themes of light and darkness from an early age. Light and dark exist on the cosmic level, but also on the personal level as well. One of my favorite home magazines had an article about creating space in our homes to expose us to natural light. It encouraged the readers to sit near the window at some point during the day and soak it all in. Daylight connects us to the outdoors and can stir our imaginations. Opening the curtains or blinds and letting the light in does something good for our soul. It illuminates the darkness and fills our being. Opening the curtains is a way of being open to receiving the light. The theme between light and darkness has been around since the beginning of time. The prologue in John 1 echoes the beginning of Genesis, where God utters the world into existence. God was the living Word, the one who created and sustained all people in creation. The first thing God created was light, and he saw that it was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. The Greek term for word is logos, and was known by Greek philosophers at the time as the rational reason that governs all things. For the Jews, it referred to God, who was the maker of all that exists. In this passage, darkness is set as an adversary against the light. The wicked took refuge in darkness and shunned the light. In contrast, the light is associated with all that is good. However, this cosmic battle is made particular through the person of Jesus Christ. John wrote, "In him was life, and that light was the light of all men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness didn't overcome it." The darkness doesn't have the power to extinguish the light. The light has the power to shatter the darkness. We know the Word was likened to Christ because in John verse 14, It says that Christ came and lived among us. The Word became flesh. Christ wasn't just a metaphor for light, but is the very light itself. In John, Christ said, "I am the light of the world." According to theologian Dale Bruner, the Word was an agent of both the world's creation and salvation. This is because Christ's light breaks into our corporate and personal sin, and he redeems us from the darkness. No matter how dark things get, God's light exists, whether we feel it or not. Just as the sun shines, even on a cloudy day. Letting the light in is being open to Christ's presence in our life. Light has been a sign of God's presence for centuries. For example, when the Israelites wandered in the desert, God provided a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to guide the people. In the story of Moses, he encountered the presence of God in the form of a burning bush. Later, the psalmist cries out, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Light is a sign of God's presence, and its fulfillment is found in Christ, who is the light of the world. Though Christ came to the world and made the world, since he was one with God, the world didn't recognize him, nor did they receive him. Yet to all who received him and believed in his name, he gave the right to be called children of God. It is through receiving Christ that we come to know him. Receiving the light entails a posture of openness and humility. For example, if someone gives you a watch and you never wear it, the gift isn't truly received. Similarly, opening the curtains and letting the light in also means embracing it. Jews and Greeks in the first century believed the eye illuminated the person like the sun illuminates the earth. It isn't what we believe today. Today we know our eyes receive light from the objects we see instead of being a light in itself. Letting the light of Christ in is an act of receiving. It is also enables us to see as how we are before God in all of our humanity. The parts that are good and the parts that aren't so great. God has redeemed the world and the light overcame the darkness. However, we experience this darkness on a personal level as well. This source of true light is through Christ. In him, there is no darkness. Pulling open the curtains and letting the light in opens us to the true source of light. Our ability to receive the light of Christ is a gift. We are invited to receive Christ's presence and let the light in. His light absolves our sin. It is through his death and resurrection that his grace pours over us time and time again. Sometimes we want to sit in the dark for a while, or maybe even a long while. Perhaps we want to shun the light and sit in the darkness for whatever reason that might be. One such story comes to mind. It is from the TV show called This Is Us. This particular storyline was about a family member named Uncle Nick. He is not a likable character. He made a mistake that was unforgivable by most of our standards. Nick was a Vietnam vet who made a horrible mistake during the war. He unintentionally killed someone while under the influence of some substance. Nick's brother was also serving in the war at the same time when the incident occurred. After this happened, Nick's brother wrote his brother off and never spoke to him again. After returning home, Nick's brother even told his wife and children that Nick died in the war. In some ways, Nick kind of died too, figuratively speaking. After Nick returned to the US, he bought a trailer and stayed secluded in a trailer for 50 years, usually with a bottle in his hand. One day, when Nick's nephew Kevin grew up, he discovered his uncle was alive. Kevin showed up at Uncle Nick's trailer and attempted to get to know him. At first, Nick was very resistant to letting Kevin in his life, but Kevin stayed in the area for a while and built a relationship with his uncle. Fast forward a couple years, Kevin and Madison have twins. They name one of their babies after Nick. When Nick received the baby announcement in the mail, he was excited. He bought a plane ticket to go to LA and see his new namesake. It was a huge moment because he broke out of his routine of being isolated and homebound for years. As he gets ready to go to the airport, he calls a friend and says, "Maybe I shouldn't do this." She replies, "Now you have all this love and you're afraid to let the light in." Nick ends up flying to LA, shows up on Kevin's doorstep, and is welcomed in. Letting the light in may be much harder for some than others. Even though we know the sun shines on a cloudy day, we also know that Christ's light shines in the darkness, even though we can't always feel it. It still shines. Though we may know it to be true cognitively, we still desire to experience Christ's joy, peace, and love, at least sometimes. I know many people struggle with depression. The CDC reported in 2019, 18.5% of people 18 and older struggle with depression. That is almost 1 in 5 adults. I too have struggled with depression in my life. A few years ago, there was a year and a half of my life that I was unable to feel anything. My life was hollow. I felt nothing but sadness, and there was an emptiness in my soul. I experienced no emotion. I could barely laugh. No matter how hard I tried, I wasn't able to experience any emotions of joy and happiness. Indeed, it was a dark time. Thankfully, there were others in my life that helped me open the curtain. A couple of healthcare professionals made a huge difference in my life. In fact, their expertise and care brought me back to life. I've been able to experience joy and love again. I know that my story is not a one-size-fits-all. I know that there are no easy answers for others who struggle with mental health. However, I've discovered sometimes letting the light in may take a nudge or help from someone else to do it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. Light is a sign of God's presence and the embodiment of Christ himself. Christ's light shines, whether we feel it or not. We can take comfort that the light is not dependent on our feelings, but that the light existed in the beginning and will exist for all time. Though receiving the light, we come to know the light of life himself, who is the source of love. It is not that we love God, but that he loved us. Opening the curtains and letting the light in is a way of receiving Christ's presence and love for us. We are invited to knowing the source of life himself. Receiving the light is not a one-time event. I believe it is so much more than that. It is an opportunity to live one's journey in communion with God. So who is this light that shines so brightly that darkness can't overcome it? Who is this light that has no darkness in him? Who is this one who dwelt among us and is full of grace and truth? Open the curtains, receive the light, and come and see. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our eyes today that we may see you, and let your light in. Amen.